Taiwanese soldiers fire artillery shells at a target representing advancing enemy forces. The democratically self-ruled island is conducting military exercises to prepare for a potential assault by Chinese forces. They follow repeated incursions by Chinese warplanes into the island's air defense zone. Taiwanese leader Tsai Ing-wen, seen here watching army reservists train last week, says the war in Ukraine proves Taiwan needs to be prepared to resist threats from China. In a sign of increasing tensions between the two countries, reservists have been mobilized for 14 days this year rather than the usual seven.
I think the training is very solid. We are now familiar with the nearby defensive terrain and also places we can use to fend off an attack. I think this 14-day reservist call-up is very useful.
China considers Taiwan a breakaway province and has previously threatened to seize the island by force. The leadership in Beijing has been angered by recent reports of Taiwan finalizing its latest deal to buy military equipment from the United States.
We firmly oppose the sale of arms by U.S. to Taiwan. We oppose any official exchanges between the U.S. and Taiwan. The Democratic Progressive Party authorities have repeatedly used the hard-earned money of Taiwan's taxpayers to buy U.S. arms in an attempt to seek independence by force, but they will not succeed.
In Taiwan's capital, Taipei, they've been demonstrating in support of Ukraine's resistance to the Russian invasion. And 4,000 boxes of medicine, food and blankets have been collected for Ukrainian refugees.
It's unbelievable this is happening. We should do what we can to help. The children are innocent. Their lives have been turned upside down so suddenly. As a parent, I feel so heartbroken. I want to help.
Taiwan regularly holds drills to prepare for a potential Chinese invasion. As the war in Ukraine rages on, 23 million Taiwanese are hoping the status quo where they are will be maintained. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.